Listening Library presents The Underdog Serve It Up by Kate and Joel Temple. Read for you by Alexandra Ryan. Note to listeners, this audiobook includes a downloadable PDF containing activities from the printed book. Chapter 1. Here we are again, mystery lovers, in the office of Dogtown's second best, or first worst, detectives, the Underdogs. It's a day like any other. Well, not quite. There's a funny smell about. A very funny smell.
What's that smell?
That dog sniffing the air? That's Barkley. He's been an underdog detective for quite a while, so he's used to sniffing out trouble. And right now, something sure smells strange.
That's the smell of fresh air, Barkley!
That's Fang. She's not a dog, she's a cat. And the only cat in the underdog detective agency.
Mrs. McTavish has closed her soup factory for the week, so there's no soup stench, said Fang.
Thank dog for that.
Mrs. McTavish is the downstairs neighbor. There are two things you need to know about her. She's a terrier, and she makes soup. Very stinky soup. What flavor was she cooking last week?
Oh, that's right. Asparagus and boiled egg. Yuck. Why would she close her factory?
Asked Fang suspiciously. Fang is always suspicious. That's what makes her a great underdog.
She's at the tennis match, like everyone in Dogtown.
That's Carl, the Chihuahua underdog, who looks like he's doing some important detective work. Not.
Mrs. McTavish plays tennis?
Asked Fang.
No, she has a food truck, replied Carl.
Mrs. McTavish sets up food truck at Grand Slam.
Fang shook her head.
I don't know why everyone's so excited about the Grand Slam. It's just a bunch of dogs chasing balls around.
Exactly, said Carl and Barkley.
That's why everyone loves tennis, added Barkley. And the Grand Slam is the biggest tennis tournament in Dogtown.
It's true. Every dog in Dogtown loves tennis, and no one loves it more than Carl. The crowds, the tennis stars, the tennis balls. Carl has been counting down the days until the Grand Slam started, and now it was finally here. He even put pictures up of all the stars.
I'd sure love to go to the Grand Slam, said Carl. This is going to be the best one yet. How cool would it be to see Barry Barker play?
If he wins, he'll break the Dogtown record set by the great Bjorn Dog, added Barkley.
Who's Bjorn Dog?
Asked Fang.
He's only the greatest tennis dog of all time, said Carl. He's retired from tennis and is a sports commentator now.
All this tennis talk was getting too exciting for Carl, who had started playing air tennis with a fly swatter.
Can we get some tickets, Barkley? Can we?
Barkley looked doubtful.
I wish we could. Maybe next year, Carl. Right now, our bank account isn't looking too healthy, and those Grand Slam tickets sure are expensive.
Carl pulled his best puppy dog eyes.
Haven't you got some real work to do? Barkley said.
I've got real work to do, said Dr. Spots.
That's Dr. Spots. She's the brains of this operation. More brains than Spots, or maybe it's the other way around. What outrageous inventions has she been working on today? A doggy raincoat that doubles as a life vest? A bionic stick launcher? A rubber chicken toy that squeaks in 14 different languages? Spots looks up.
I'm working on my automatic ball-fetching machine. It will revolutionize trips to the dog park if I can just get it working.
Yep, good old Spots tinkering away on another machine that doesn't work. Barkley shook his head.
The sad truth was there was no real work to do. It had been way too long since their last real case, and if they didn't get one soon, this detective agency was going to the dogs. Or worse. That's when there was a knock at the door.
Carl stopped pretending to hit tennis balls. They didn't often get knocks on the door.
Carl was very confused. He thought it might be the start of a funny knock-knock joke.
Who's there?
The door, Carl.
The door, Carl who?
The door, Carl. Open the door.
That's a good one, Fang. Wait, I don't get it.
While Carl was scratching his head, Fang opened the door.
She smiled her toothy smile and gave her best detective agency introduction.
Welcome to the Underdog Detective Agency. No clue left undug.
Now, who do you suppose was in the doorway? A poodle in a fancy hat? A Pomeranian graphic designer?
No, it was a hedgehog, a blue bow in her spikes, and a handkerchief clenched in her little paws.
Betty Henson. Not an echidna, not a porcupine, still very spiky.
Help me, underdogs. You have to find my husband. He's vanished.
Chapter 2. The small, spiky hedgehog shuffled in, followed by two smaller hedgehogs. They were just about the cutest things you've ever seen. Ever.
Hello, pups, said Carl.
We aren't called pups. Little hedgehogs are called hoglets.
Hoglets? Ah, that's even cuter.
The big hedgehog introduced herself. Her name was Betty Henson. Her little hoglets were Ben and Barb. And their dad? His name was Benson, and by the sound of it, he was missing. Now, missing hedgehog cases don't waddle in every day, so naturally the underdogs jumped at the chance to help.
So, when did you last see your husband?
He went to work 2 days ago, and I haven't seen him since.
Suspicious. And what does your husband do for work, Betty?
He's in pest control.
Interesting. I hear that's a good line of work for hedgehogs, said Barkley.
That's true. No one gets rid of ants faster than a hedgehog,
Betty replied.
What about an anteater?
Or an echidna?
Or even a porcupine?
Pest control, you say?
Right. And where was he working on the day he disappeared?
Asked Fang.
At the Dogtown Tennis Center, said Betty.
All their ears pricked up. Maybe they would get to see the Grand Slam after all.
The Dogtown Tennis Center?
That's what she said, Carl, growled Barkley.
But that's where they're playing the Dogtown Grand Slam, said Carl.
We know. Now, if you don't mind, I have some detective questions to ask Betty, said Barkley.
Why would they need pest control at the Grand Slam?
Asked Fang.
International tennis players are very fussy, replied Betty. Any fleas or ticks and there's trouble.
Makes sense, said Barkley. We can't have the Dogtown Tennis Center full of fleas or cockroaches. Imagine what they'd say in the newspapers. The Daily Tail. Dogtown Stadium infestation. The New Yap Times. The Flea Musketeers strike again.
Betty sniffed into her handkerchief. Fang handed her a tissue.
Do you have any idea where he's gone?
Yes, I know exactly where he is.
Really?
Replied Fang.
Well, that should...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?